Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Indy and Emmy with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a warning to listeners that the following story contains the name of a deceased Indigenous person and discretion is advised. The Queensland Government will launch an investigation into Doomadgee Hospital after they misplaced the body of a respected Indigenous elder, leading to an empty coffin being buried at the funeral. Hundreds of people attended the funeral of Gangalitta Elder S. Douglas last week, many travelling hundreds of kilometres from other North Queensland towns. The grave was exhumed on Tuesday after Douglas's body was later discovered in the morgue at Doomadgee Hospital. The Gangalitta leader, Mirandu Yana, has said, quote, "There is a systematic racism, decades old, that is just entrenched in Doomadgee, and it needs to be rooted out by Queensland Health." Queensland Health Minister Shannon Fentiman has promised an internal investigation to ensure this never happens again.
Elizabeth Friendly is celebrating her 20 years working at Boudinot State School in the Sunshine Coast, proving her disability has no barriers. Dee Fernie, Miss Fernie's mother, was worried her daughter Down syndrome would be a barrier to employment when she finished year 12. At 40 years of age, Elizabeth is now a paid teacher aside for the school prep cohort for about 100 students. School principal Russell Thompson described Miss Fernie as a proud big sister and positive role model for all her students.
In national news, over one quarter of submissions made to the Australian government's vaping reforms consultation were found to have allegedly bypassed conflict of interest, featuring an astroturfing campaign led by the tobacco and vaping industry. Researchers found 26% of the submissions contained text provided by a vaping industry-led organisation encouraging e-cigarette users to oppose the reforms. The paper does not name the company responsible for the astroturfing campaign.
A group of 40 golden bandicoots have been returned to Central Australia after 56 years of absence, having formally been declared extinct in the area. Wildlife ecologist for the Australian Wildlife Conservancy, Tim Hardison, says the translocation is a significant step to revive the population, which helps genetic diversity for the species. Nurel Ombagi, who helped survey and escort the golden bandicoots to New Haven, says, quote, "It's good to see the people from here happy, especially the old people, to have bandicoots again."
In international news, 129 Muslims have been arrested after a mob attacked the churches and homes of minority Christians in eastern Pakistan, angered by the alleged desecration of the Quran. One of the residents who lives in the area, Shazia Amjad, says the mob stole her possessions and burned household items and furniture with gasoline. Local authorities have closed schools and offices and banned rallies for the next week to prevent more violence. Government officials say all damaged churches and homes will be restored within the week, and those who suffered losses will receive compensation.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We will be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.
Friday Neon, your energy saver of the week. The milk for your cats, the butter on your toast, the yin kicking the butt of your yang, and the art that brings you the culture. Friday Neon.